2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, running small businesses, you do everything yourself when you first start. You don't have a lot of options. You don't have any money. So you become that self-employed person that just does everything. But at some stage, if you want to get your life back, you have to trust someone. You have to hand over these little pieces. And the most logical place to start, as scary as it sounds, is your books. Now, the important thing about handing over your books is you've got to hand them over to someone that you trust, who's got some experience, who actually has a great passion for doing what you don't like doing at 10 o'clock at night. I've met a lovely lady. She has the exact passion for doing everything. She can save you from your books. She can do your best, make you feel happy that you actually trusted her. Her name is Mim Damate, Delta Bookkeeping Solutions. The most important part of that being the solutions. Mim, welcome.
Hello, Jackie. Nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what is this giving people back their lives? That sounds like some unicorn dream for small businesses. How do you do that?
I do that by empowering business owners around their finances, by obtaining clarity with sorting all the bookkeeping and also the administration roles in regards to their businesses. At Delta Bookkeeping Solutions, we recognise that no two businesses alike. So we offer a free health check consultation of your book in order to see as to whether we can assist you to make your life smoother and therefore you can live your dreams.
That sounds like you can take what could be a bit of a shambles of my books, and if you've peeked into my books you would definitely see that's the case, and that you can put some efficiencies and some systems in place there. Is that sort of kind of what I'm getting there?
That's exactly what we do. We assist you in sorting out your books, and therefore when it comes to tax time you can nicely hand your accountant a lovely set of pretty books.
Nice schmick books, oh lovely. So of course, because you are a BAS agent, you can get that sorted and the BASs are lodged correctly, everything's tickety-boo, so when you hand them over to your accountant, surely that has got to be saving me some money if they don't have to sort all that out for me.
That's correct. It means that's more efficiencies, therefore saving you time and money. I do also liaise with the ATO and your accountant to have that smooth team working for you.
Okay, so if you're liaising with the ATO, is that where perhaps I've got a large BAS due? I might have not quite perhaps had the budget in place that perhaps I should have done, and I think I'm going to be a bit late with a payment? Is that the sort of thing you mean by liaise with the ATO?
That's correct, yes. Anything to do with the ATO and just making sure that you are compliant with the ATO, and we are registered BAS agents, and so therefore we can liaise on your behalf so you don't have to face a scary ATO.
Just to back pick up that phone and go, I'm really sorry, I screwed it up. Brilliant, I'm sold already. Not that you'd like to get yourself into strife, but let's be honest, running small businesses can be a little bit up and down. It can be some trials and tribulations. We don't always necessarily get the people that we've sold product or services to. They might be in a bit of strife, they haven't paid on time, and that can really mess with a small business's cash flow. So having that backup where you can go to the ATO and go, hey look, I've got these people's books under control, I know they're good for it, can we just have a bit of a plan? I reckon that's worth its weight in gold.
That's correct. We can also assist in your accounts payable and receivables.
So what are you saying? If the invoice is overdue, I don't have to ring them myself. Win!
So we're very flexible, and it's all about tailoring the service to meet your needs.
Okay, so you're not selling me a package. I don't have to take the BAS and the books and the this and the that and the everything else.
That's correct. So this is where the free health check of your book to ascertain as to what service you need and what service you don't need. So if you're quite happy doing the invoicing, we'll leave that to yourself, but you've got outstandings, then I can certainly chase them up and follow that for you.
I've done the work, I've put the invoice out there, they were happy with the service. They should pay my bill, but then picking up the phone and actually having that conversation, I find that I just don't. I don't know what it is. It's not that I think we're overpriced or I just don't. So to find someone who is comfortable to do that on my behalf, I think would be just fantastic.
That's correct. It's just, helping you with your business and making that business stream flow. And as long as you've got your financials and that all in place and put in systems and efficiencies, and also with the software, assisting you also with the cyber security and all that sort of thing. So it's just not only just the bookkeeping, but it's just looking at your business as a whole.
Okay, fantastic. So do I need to be an established business to come and work with you? Like, do I need to know exactly what I've got? Here's my book, can you have a bit of a look at them? Or can I be brand new at this?
We can do anything from startups to established businesses, or if you've been going for a while and need to hand over the books, so therefore you can concentrate on your actually doing what you like in your business.
So if I'm a tradie, for example, and tradies are really good at being tradies but aren't necessarily as good at systems and all the logistics which go with the back end of their business, if I came to you and say, look, hey, I'm starting a plumbing business and I'm going to be working by myself, but I've got a ute and I've got this, so I'm going to have some suppliers. You can tell me what the best structure needs to be or how to set my business up so I'm on the front foot from the beginning?
That's correct. I have worked in the trades, electrical and plumbing contractors. Mm-hmm. So I have got an understanding of what's involved and the trades, what they will actually do. Mm-hmm. And also I'll be able to deal with your supplies and everything, but like you said, the back end office.
Because that can really be make or break for especially a trades-based new business. We're all a bit terrible at it. Oh, I've got no money in my account. I have to remember to invoice my clients. So if you get your systems efficiently in place first, then that's surely got to be a more likely success story than trying to play catch up once, you know, you're chasing your horses over the horizon and you, oops.
What I generally find, it's not always the case, is that tradies are very good at their trade, but they dislike or not so good at the follow-up and the chasing up of an invoicing. And also, you know, they would have done a good job, but the follow-up of going, hey, did you receive my invoice? You know, checking that the email's correct and stuff like that you need to do. So they can be out there what they love best, and then leave all the administration and the bookwork up to me.
That sounds like a recipe for success to me. So, did you always do this? Is this what you have done since you were little? Decided that was it, numbers was for you when you were going to run your own business and save the world?
My dream was to run my own business, but I started in the banking industry. So I've got 12 years of banking industry experience. So obviously with that there, I've seen, you know, all different types of businesses. And then from there, I have worked in different industries, small, medium and large industries. So my skills are from working in the trades industries, childcare, retail, and management as well.
So a real nice broad range of exposures there. So if someone walks into and says, hey, I'm working in this type of business, chances are you've either got experience in that area or some transferable skills from a similar sort of kind of industry. So you get what they're trying to do.
That's correct. So that's why I can tailor my services to their needs.
Excellent. So you know, if you've got the skill set and the understanding and everything else like that going into one package, I can tailor the package to what I need, not to, you know, some predetermined thing that you've decided that I need. And you can do that either from my place, your place, online, and really make those systems effective. That sounds like partnering with you is truly partnering with you, not I work for you or you work for me. Like we're really getting together here and moving forward as a team for the success
that's
of my
correct.
Business.
That's correct, as a team to grow your business. Mm. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay, so if I need a partner in my world, and we want to grow our systems in going in this direction the same way, what is the best way to get hold of you? Because I can see lots of tradies in and around the Peel region, which of course is the area that you service, going, I want her.
I can be contacted on mobile 043-997-3870. Mm-hmm. Also by email, deltabookkeeping.solutions@gmail.com.
Yep.
And you can also visit my website, deltabookkeeping.biz.
B-I-Z, not .com. Good to know. Okay, so, and from the website, that gives you an overview of the services, the sorts of things that you can do, gives people a bit about you and how to jump off from there?
you can give us a call and we can arrange a free consultation.
Cool. So sit down for coffee, work out what the heck I need. I can cry on your shoulder and tell you all the things I've done wrong, and you can tell me how you're going to rescue me, and the world will be in a most lovely place.
And probably an extra cup of coffee.
Second cup of coffee, and then I'll get my evenings back. That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. Fantastic to talk to you. And I think any tradie in the Peel region who's not reaching out to you is absolutely bonkers.
Thank you, Jackie, for your time.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.